This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
You have tuned into eHealth Radio and the Autistic Syndrome Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and this is Eric Michaels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today we are speaking with, once again, Autism Awareness Advocate Jacqueline Williams-Hines, who is here with us for Autism Awareness Month, which is this month, to discuss her organization, No Small Victories. Jacqueline, always great to have you with us here on eHealth Radio.
I'm delighted to be back.
And we are also delighted and certainly timely as well. So tell us, for those that may have missed any past interviews that we have conducted with you in the past, tell us, what is No Small Victories?
Well, No Small Victories is an organization under a local nonprofit in Springfield, Massachusetts, and our goal is to provide ongoing education and information in the community on diagnostic and developmental milestones for people who may not have received a diagnosis of autism, and really trying to combat diagnostic disparities in some marginalized populations. So we're continuing to do a lot of work. We're actually also a state member of MassAct Early, which is a state chapter of the CDC's National Know the Signs, Act Early initiative. So we're really branching out and really doing a lot of work and a lot of collaborative work with other organizations and with other initiatives to just really keep that information out there.
If you would, Jacqueline, tell us what inspired you originally to start No Small Victories. Touch on that, if you would.
Wow. You know, definitely my son. My son has always been probably my biggest inspiration and really the catalyst to really kind of getting me going in the trajectory that I'm on now as not only the founder of No Small Victories, an author of the No Small Victories children's book series, and just recently a radio show host as well of an autism awareness show. So just wanting to really facilitate true inclusion for him and supporting relationships. And because you're looking at a diagnosis that so impacts social skill building and communication, it was really important for me to have that information piece for the community that he was interacting with. It wasn't enough to really expose him to his neurotypical peers, because if they didn't understand what they were looking at, you were still having a deficit in that relationship building. So it just became a passion of mine to really start educating the community around him to better support him. And what I found was that there was still such a lack of knowledge around autism and finding diagnostic disparities suffered by certain communities. So, we're really looking at what are the roles in, different disparities and how it's impacting communities from accessing services and really pushing to get that early diagnosis so that our other children are getting that support that they need to be able to build those skills and have that inclusive life.
Jacqueline, if you would, what are the themes of the books in your children's book series? I know we have discussed this in the past, but go over those briefly if you would.
Well, they're all aptly named after Joshua. He is the protagonist in all of the stories. The first story that I wrote, Joshua and the Star-Tabulous Dreammaker, really was just a glimpse of what his day was like, some of the challenges when you looked at having sensory integration issues with having overloads with noise and lights and sounds and all that stuff. And some of the things that kind of prompt what we see in the community as termed as meltdowns when our children are really overloaded. So that was a way to really kind of communicate what some children see when they see different aspects of autism being, presented. And just a way trying to, again, help facilitate that understanding to build those relationships. So I went on to write a second book, The Adventures of Soother Joshua from Planet Yethakan. And that was just a really cute story that I love. It talks about how he taught himself how to ride a bike but also looks at the aspect of perseveration. Oftentimes we'll see children on the spectrum really having some very narrow fields of interest, and they may seem really preoccupied with one thing. You may encounter a child who only wants to talk about trains and may be an expert, or only wants to talk about dinosaurs. And, you know, at that point, my son was really just loving horseback riding therapy and only wanted to talk about his horse, Delta. So it's really a cute story about, you know, him teaching himself how to ride a bike, but it really looks at that aspect of perseveration and also echolalic speech, a lot of the repetitive speech. So we went on to write a third book, Joshua, That's So Slimming, which was a play on the word stimming or auto-stimulation. And sometimes we see that exhibited in the community as repetitive movements or sounds. And that, again, was a way to kind of demystify that that presentation to his neurotypical peers. And then the last book, which is probably the dearest to my heart, is Joshua, I'm Over Here. And that was really talking and looking at the difficulties sometimes that our children have with making or sustaining eye contact. So it was written from the perspective of my then older son, who was about 10. And, you know, it really talks also about the difficulties that siblings have with trying to form these relationships and having some of these barriers, communication barriers, with their siblings on the spectrum. And I've actually just completed last year a discussion guide that completes this set. So, you know, we have a really, I think, a wonderful presentation and a children's book format to kind of familiarize our children and also extended family and pretty much everyone with different presentations of autism.
Well, well done. Today we are speaking with, once again, Jacqueline Williams-Hines, Autism Awareness Advocate and author of the No Small Victories Children's Book Series. Jacqueline's organization is focused on educating the community about autism and supporting families with a child on the autism spectrum. And she's joined us here once again on eHealth Radio's Autistic Syndrome Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. If you like this show or our programming in general, drop us a line or do us a favor and give us a review on iTunes or on our Facebook page. We would greatly appreciate it. Now, Jacqueline, what are the future goals of NSV?
Wow, I have so many aspirations. I definitely want to continue to share that information with as many families as possible. As I said, we are a state member of MACS Act Early, and we are currently looking at the African-American population and how they're, what are some of the cultural inhibitors to accessing services to get an earlier diagnosis and access to services, but also looking at how do we support families across the board and getting that earlier service, accessing therapeutic measures, and finding those supports for parents who may really be having a hard time with the diagnosis. So as we go forward, I just want to keep building on what we're presently doing, supporting more families, and just continue to see this information being put out year-round and not just being focused on in April.
And I certainly agree with you there on that point. Now, what are some early signs of autism listeners can look out for?
Well, I think that, and I definitely want to refer back to the CDC's website. They have a wonderful tool called Act Early, Know the Signs, and it actually gives you developmental milestones from 2 months up until 5 years. So I just want to plug that because I'm only going to be able to give you a few of them. I would say if your child is not making eye contact, if they're not looking in your direction when you call their name, or perhaps just not seeming to recognize their name, and that's often something that most parents initially think would be the hearing issue. And we definitely want to get that ruled out because we don't want to just jump to autism as opposed to making sure that that's not an auditory problem. Seeming to, you know, not having a lot of spontaneous play. You may see our children kind of just line things up or really play in a very rigid fashion where they're kind of doing a lot of the same repetitive things. So we're not seeing that imaginative play. Not pretending, you know, not mimicking you, say, if you start to see them do things. You know, I think it's kind of natural as they get older. As a toddler, they start to mimic what they're seeing by maybe pretending to use a phone, pretending to feed another child or a doll or something. If we're not seeing that kind of imitative play, that's another huge red sign. And I definitely want to say one of the things that we do see sometimes is our children making developmental milestones and then start to regress. So if you've had a child who's a toddler and was starting to have that expressive language, you know, mommy, daddy, playing games with you, and you start to see that diminish in any capacity, we definitely want to bring that to the attention of our pediatrician because that's a huge milestone.
Well, certainly some very helpful information. We certainly appreciate your insight there in all regards. Jacqueline, how can listeners be in touch with you to get more information, not only on the organization No Small Victories, but also the children's book series as well?
Absolutely. You can. My website is www.nsvfornosmallvictoriesonline.com. You can find me on Twitter as No Small Victories with a Y, so that would be VICTORYS. You can find me on Facebook under No Small Victories, and as well, as I said, tune into our show, which is NSV Online Radio, and those also have Twitter and Facebook pages attached, and we do have pages, you know, for our listeners to go in and, you know, answer, post questions, concerns, anything that I can do, if I can find a service for you in your state or wherever you are or help direct you into services and supports, I'm definitely wanting to do that as well. So I'm hoping to hear from anyone who has concerns and or just to tell me what you think of the book series or the show.
Jacqueline, always an honor and pleasure to have you with us each and every time, and certainly look forward to another conversation right here on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you. I'm always happy to be here. Happy Autism Awareness Day.
We've been speaking with Jacqueline Williams-Hines, Autism Awareness Advocate and founder of the No Small Victories organization that is focused on educating the community about autism and supporting families with a child on the autism spectrum. And for more information in all regards and for contact, simply visit nsvonline.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Autistic Syndrome Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.